Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
Shall I translate that into the New Testament? If God can save you, get you born again, irrespective of your heathen background, your demonic background, your fathers were idol worshippers, and all their wickedness, and God saved you. And not only that, He filled you with His Holy Spirit. Then there is nothing else He cannot do. Larry is quoting that scripture. It's in Romans. He said, if He gave us His own Son, how much more shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Anybody who is born again should not be afraid that God will not do it. He will do it. Oh, clap offering for the Lord. So, Abraham takes up the challenge. Genesis 22. What a word. And offer them for a burnt offering. I'll tell the other. And Abraham is a smart guy. He's walked with God enough. He's 115 years old. 120, you know, we don't know. Somewhere in there. And Abraham rose up early in the morning. No argument. And saddled his ass and took two of his young men. They had servants in the house. And Isaac, his son. That's why I said Isaac was not a baby. Isaac was at least 15, 20, 30, 17, somewhere in there. And clave wood. That is, they cut the wood they're going to use for the burnt offering. And rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. No argument. No discussion, especially with Sarah. Sarah too knew God, but not at that level. Remember, she had just laughed a few years ago. And Isaac was her life. You know how women are. If Abraham had discussed it with Sarah will follow them. It is me you will kill. All the women who are here, do you concur? Put your hand up. Don't try and be spiritual now. If God talks to your husband and says, take your son. You say, Abraham, this time you didn't hear God. Even if God wants born sacrifice, he, of all people, no, Emilio Makba, he will not have left the house. You can be sure. Oma Beresi Sukun, Oma Loshom, the whole family would be upside down. And our destiny would have been messed up. That is why there are some things you don't share with some people at a particular level of their spiritual development, because they do not have the emotional and the spiritual capacity to handle it. Just shut your mouth. Abraham said, didn't tell her a word. He saddled his ass. He goes to sacrifice for God sometimes. So going to make a sacrifice is not a big deal. Sarah, we're just going for some sacrifice. End of story. Clave the wood. The boy took two servants and went. He didn't even tell her where he was going. It's wisdom. These are things we're to teach us. And on the third day, this Bible, this third day, it was the third day Jesus was raised from the dead. It was the third day He turned water to wine. The third day is prophetic, has great prophetic significance throughout the scriptures. But I don't want to go there. On the third day,
They were traveling for 3 days.
It's not like today, where you have a car and you have an aeroplane and you have, you know, only God knows how far away that place was. And they'd be going with donkey and everything, so they would sleep. He had 3 days to change his mind. It's all part of the test. And God will also give you a chance to change your mind. I'm hearing from heaven today at a frequency that is more than... You know what he just said, Wale? Wale is not you. Not you alone, but you are part of it. He said, in the Bible study, all of you said, I offer my life. I saw you with my own two eyes. Have you forgotten? You said it here. You said, I offer my, Lord, I offer. He said, and I'm going to all of my dreams, all of my wishes, all of my plans. You're in trouble. I offer them all to you. So that the most important thing now in my life is to be conformed to the image of your Son. Those dreams, those wishes, and all those plans are going to be demanded. As the next few months, days, and years unfold. Just like Isaac was demanded. That plan that thou lovest. That dream. That wish. God is going to ask. At some point in time. Whether you truly meant what you said or not. Where it was just the sentiment of a nice song. Under anointing in a nice air-conditioned environment. So when you now get out there and all the nitty-gritty of life hits you, and then God says, remember you said. I said that to prepare you. It's coming. And Abraham said, Verse 5. So after 3 days, he gets to the land of Moriah. It is only at that point God shows him the particular mountain. When he left his house, he didn't know. He just said, when you get to Moriah, a mountain I'll show you. Now he has got there after 3 days, the third day. So he now shows him the particular place. This is the moment of testing. This is the time when Abraham could have panicked. This is the time when Abraham could have broken down or started crying or some silly thing like that. This is the point of no return. And God didn't tell him. He just told him, that's the mountain. Oh yeah, go. Take the boy. So what does he do? And Abraham took the wood. No, verse 5, very important. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, this is the donkey, and I and the lad, that is me and Isaac, like I said, he was a young man, will go yonder and worship and come again to you. He did not make the young men, his servants, panic by telling them that it was Isaac he was going to sacrifice. All he said to them is that we're going to worship and we will come back again. He didn't want to say God said this or God said that, because even the young men will not be able to handle it. They grew up in the house with Isaac. Isaac is the heir. Those days when he said young men, they were really slaves. You know, there were servants in the house. There's no way Abraham could have allowed them to know what was going on. It's important to read this thing like I am doing with revelation and detail. You begin to see the urgency of the moment. And all the emotional hurdles Abraham had to cross. This is a good time to break down. You young men, hey, you know, I think God was telling me this. What do you think? You know what scripture says? I conferred not with flesh and blood. I remember, it's similar, it's not exactly the same, but it's similar. My experience, I was 21 years old. When God spoke to me when I was in England, I could not tell my parents. Tell my parents, okay? Hey. I didn't tell anybody. I mentioned it to my pastor, Pastor Porter. I didn't tell him what I was going to do. I just told him that this was an option and I was thinking of this. Pastor Porter said, don't do it too. I'm telling you what he said. He said, so you're sorry, so you have to stay here in England, you know. I didn't say anything to him. My best friend, I didn't tell him either. I just told him that, well, I'm going to see. The lecturers called us. We had two supervisors. I'm sure they'll be either dead now or in their 90s. I'm talking about 40, it's 1980s. That's 43 years ago. 44. And by the time, they must have been in their 40s because they were not young people. They were in their 40s or 50s. So by now, they'll be in their 90s if they're still alive. They called me and said, we know you're a very brilliant person because I talk in class, you know, I answer questions intelligently and all that, you know, but I preach too much. See, that time I didn't have the wisdom I have now. Because in the postgraduate hall, in the postgraduate in Imperial College, you know, during, we had tea at 11, and then we had tea again at 4, where you would go to the staff room, you know. But if you're postgraduate, the lecturers and staff use the same room. So usually, when we're in the staff room, you know, because we're postgraduate, where we share the same room with our lecturers. And then you talk about everything. Talk about football. Talk about Iran. Now it's the time of the Ayatollah. You know, this 1979, 80, the revolution. You know, it was a place for... And I would just shoot off. You know, about Jesus and blah, blah, blah. And all of that. So, my lecturers told me, they said... you've done well, he said, but we know you can do better. He said, therefore, we've marked you down here. We want you to spend an extra year, do this project. It's a project with British Telecom, you know, and then, you know, you can go. He said, you don't have to do these other ones. Just do one or two of this and finish this project. He said, but you have to give us an answer within another week or two, so that we will know if you're going to accept it or not. I didn't say a word to anybody. I was troubled in my heart. I wanted to stay. I wanted to. But you see, at that time, I had already started praying a lot in the spirit, praying for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. I was Pauline prayer. I was reading E.W. Kenyon. And I knew deep in my heart, if I stayed in England, I won't learn the things I should learn. I just won't have the time. I know how busy it is. I just wouldn't. And God told me, I have so many things I want to teach you and all that. I'll go back to Nigeria. I said, me, Nigeria. I did not confer with flesh and blood. After praying, went to Pastor Porter. Pastor Porter did. I knew he was trying to be nice to me. You know, I just made up my mind. So I went to see my lecturers and I told them, no, I'm not staying. That's what I want to do. He said, are you sure? I said, yeah. I said, okay. Took my name off.
was after that I told my parents. And then you've heard that part of the story. All hell broke loose. But here I am today. You see, the point is this. There are times in your life when God will speak to you about destiny-fulfilling decisions. Once you hear from God, don't confer with flesh and blood. Abraham did not confer with flesh and blood. The only person Abraham spoke to about this whole thing was God. Even Isaac was not consulted. It's too small. See, Abraham is going to tell him, oh yeah, let's go. We want to offer you as a burnt sacrifice. Am I still on? Who's still on my side? Verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac, his son. What that means is that Isaac was carrying the firewood. That's why I say he's not a small boy. I said he must have been 15, 16, 17, 18, something like that. And he took the fire, they usually will, you know, that's the fire they're going to use to roast the boil. So they would have made like a kind of, sensor. And they put coal in it so that it has fire in it. So they had, watch this, they had the knife that they were going to use to kill the burnt offering. Then they had the fire that they were going to use to roast it. And the wood that they will put, you know, the coal, they will take the coal from the censer, put it on the wood to make the fire. And they went forth, both of them together. As they are approaching the mountain, Isaac, being a smart kid, you know, and he's seen his father do many sacrifices over the years. And Isaac spake unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham had not told him. This is the closest person, apart from his wife, to him on the earth. This is his heir. But he's not young, he's not old enough to be able to handle that kind of revelation. Didn't tell him a word. So he speaks in faith prophetically. Verse 8. One of the greatest verses in the entire Bible. It is a prophecy. And Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering. So they went, both of them together. I must tell you the truth. Like I told you, I'm hearing from heaven. The frequency of this afternoon is different. Is this gifts of spirit that are beginning to, you know? When Abraham said that, he meant it. He didn't mean Jesus. He didn't know that then. He wasn't speaking prophetically in faith. He was speaking that God would do something, which is what God did. That God will provide himself. Not that God will become a lamb, but God himself will find a way to provide a lamb for thee. The revelation of Jesus coming as a lamb to die for the world had not yet been revealed. So they went, both of them together. And they came to the place. I didn't hear you. This is the one of the most important portions of scripture in the life of Abraham and in the entire Bible. This is where your redemption was sealed. Which was God's plan right off from the beginning. But he couldn't tell Abraham that.
Because Abraham had to pass the test. And they came to play to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there. And they know how they do these things. You know, Isaac is 15, 16, 17. He's seen his daddy do it so many times where they kill animals and, you know, the boy is watching. And laid the wood in order. Another message for another day. Remember Elijah. You don't just do it anyhow. And to Isaac's incredulity, bound his son. They had rope there. Now, watch this. Another great lesson here of meekness and submission. Isaac is 15, 16. He's stronger than Abraham. Abraham is 115, 120. He still has some strength. But if that young boy wanted to push him and run away, there's nothing Abraham could have done. And it was only the two of them. The two young men were not there who could have restrained Isaac. It was at this point he must have told him what God told him. So it takes, like they normally would do with the animal, like the goat or the bullock, he takes the ropes and he ties Isaac and he puts him on the altar the same way they do an animal. Isaac cooperates. You know why? I just got another word, Ruda. This afternoon is different. Train up a child in the way in which he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from that. Isaac knew the God of his father, Abraham. He didn't know him as well as Abraham knew him, but he had heard, and he had heard what God, his father, said about his birth. He had heard all the stories that they had told him all these years. So his daddy said, this is what God said. I have to offer you as a sacrifice. Daddy, well, if God says so. Bro, Yomi, which of our children today will submit to this? Sholakwe is shaking her head. You know, it's the truth. Our children don't submit to the will of God. Not, especially not to this degree. So if you tell your children, this is what God wants you to do, don't do this one. You know, but these are my plans and all of that. You know, not talk of tie me and put me on a slab. There are two things here that are of critical importance. Number one, Isaac trusted Abraham and knew his father loved him more than anything on the earth. Number two, Isaac trusted God. There is no way a 115-year-old man can tie a boy of 15, 16, 17. He would have run away in the mountain. He submitted. He said, Daddy, I want to quickly go to the toilet. Where, any room? I'm at this far home. It's a lesson for all of us. There will be times in our lives where you will have to tell your children to make sacrifices because of the kingdom's sake. How have you trained them? Would they argue with you? Daddy, I've always said you are a fanatic. I'm not a fanatic. But if you train them, say, train them which way you should go, and they have come to trust you, and they have no doubt about your love for them, they will be able to say, I don't understand it, but if God says so and you say so, no problem. It's called meekness. That was what won the day. So it was not only Abraham's faith, it was Isaac's cooperation. Destiny cannot be fulfilled by father alone. It is I and the children that God has given me. Who's still on my side? You ain't heard anything yet. So the stage is set. Isaac is tied up. He's on the altar. The wood is there to... Because once he kills him, watch this, he's going to kill him. Immediately he kills him, he has to put the fire there to burn him up. Because he's supposed to be offered as a burnt offering. God was very specific.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, sbcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.